Welcome to episode 82 of The Vinyl Thread with Orban and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. This week we start with a photograph. It's August the 12th, 1958. Freelance photographer Art Kane gathers 57 jazz musicians in Harlem. Esquire magazine publishes the photo of them, and the rest is history. It captures a moment in time and music. This is part one of our tribute to the photo called A Great Day in Harlem.
Mitchell released his Big Six album in 1958, a reference to the All-Star Sextet which features on the album. It included Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone and Wilbur Ware on double bass. Here they all are playing on the track Jamf.
Thank you.
Stuff Smith Quartet with Hillcrest. Stuff Smith was one of jazz music's preeminent violinists of the swing era. In 1958, when A Great Day in Harlem was taken, he released vinyl with Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, and Nat King Cole. Jerry Mulligan stands to the right in the photo, alone, just behind Dizzy Gillespie, Roy Eldridge and J.C. Hurd. Mulligan lived in New York, sharing an apartment with Gil Evans on West 55th Street. Thank you.
Saxophonist Lester Young and the Kansas City Six recorded this song, I Want a Little Girl, in 1938. The lineup included Joe Jones on drums.
Drum Face by Zooty Singleton, one of the older jazz musicians in Art Caine's photo. Singleton was a member of Louis Armstrong's band, moving to New York with him in 1929.
Thank you.
Bud Freeman with the Eels' nephew. He lived in New York either side of World War II, and in 1958 was recording with, amongst others, Buck Clayton, who you'll hear next.
Blues, played by trumpeter Buck Clayton, and an all-star lineup of Esquire Awards winners.
Thank you for listening to episode 82 of the Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again at 12 noon EST and 5 p.m. UK time on Sundays, and join us an hour before for DJ Deb's hip swaying Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Natalie and me.